He ran all.
Potosi, they will not get another chance.
Condition for all the rain we've had this week, and it looks like the runners are having no problems with their footing, so it should, if this keeps up, we could have a high scoring game.
Okay. And it looks, is Potosi going to try another out? Nope, no, I guess not. They're going to stretch out. No. So it's going to be Thad Ryder doing the kicking, and back at Argo, Bob Camps and Vaughn Van Meter. Here comes the kick to Ryder. It's a high kick. It's going to be taken by Camps. Nope, it's going to be taken by Argo. He fumbled it at the 20, and he's going to be down at about the 19. Nobody could find the handle that time, and Ed Argo had nowhere to go. He missed it once, and he's just down right there, and he's going to be right at the 20, first and 10 break.
It looked like a little bit of, you take it, I don't want it. The little miscommunication by Belmont, and Argo, when he went for it, lost the ball, and had no place to go once he recovered.
We'll set the Potosi defense for you just a bit. Again, they play a 4-2 defense. It's going to be, again, Kevin Burke, the QB for the Braves. Ball sits at the goal, and he's going to hand it off right in the middle. And Canelo, he fumbled it! And Potosi recovers. And the ball is at the 20-yard line. Potosi's ball. So a fumble apiece. It is going to be a fumble apiece. Potosi recovers.
So the momentum has shifted once again. At first it was with Belmont, but now it looks like it's gone back to Potosi. And they have it with good field position at the
just shy of the
20-yard line. So don't have that far. It helps an awful lot of your second place. You don't have far to go on the drive.
So it's a fumble. Potosi has it. Wide left is Don Maz and Brent Ryder. Bill Leaser, the quarterback for Potosi. Let's see what they're going to do. It's going to be a handoff on the right tackle. And this is going to be Rich Caruso with the ball. He's going to score. He scored from 20 yards out on the first play. Rich Caruso has a touchdown. And that puts Potosi ahead 12-6.
So we've had 18 points to start so far in this first quarter, where we've got 5 minutes left. It looks like a good high scoring affair here in Potosi.
20-yard run, Rich Cruiser.
Going to try for it, kick the extra point again instead of going for two once again.
Ball's down, kick is up, and good. Thad Ryder hit it. Thad Ryder put it up and in, and it's the Potosi Chieftains taking an early lead. 13-6 over the Belmont Braves. I'll tell you, Potosi wasted no time in striking back after the turnover. And they're having a lot of success running the ball right up the middle of the Braves tonight.
Running the ball right up the middle, and once the first Wisconsin gets past the initial line of scrimmage, it seems like that there's nobody there to stop him, so Potosi's having good success hitting the ball so far.
So it's going to be Potosi kicking off again. I'll tell you, Potosi, they are sparked up tonight, homecoming night here in Potosi. And there are 2 turnovers apiece, and the last turnover, both turnovers have resulted in scores for each team.
That turnovers have been costly for both teams. We should remember, what Potosi does with these kickoffs is they wait for the whistle from the referee, then they line up into their kickoffs when they have that ball.
And the kick was off, but I think we're going to have offside Potosi.
Offside?
Bob Camps caught the ball at about the 15-yard line, but he cannot run it back because it was offside. Potosi, so that'll move him back 5. Maybe Potosi will change the way they do their kickoffs now. It's kind of an interesting way. They all group together, and then they almost break up.
They're in a huddle until they get the signal from the ref, and as we saw in that first kickoff, they just broke from that play, tried the onside kick, but it's kind of different because only after they get the whistle from the ref before they okay it, so that's when they line up for the kickoff.
Not only is it different, but it's confusing for me, and I get confused easy enough, much less having to get confused more. So, back is Von Van Meter, Ed Arco, Bob Camps. Kicking from the 35-yard line is going to be Thad Ryder. And so Belmont, if everything goes well, should end up with good field position here. Let's see what happens. Here comes the Ryder's kick. It's going to be a line shot. It's going to be taken by Argo at the 20, 25, 30. Up the middle, goes to the right side, 35, and he's got some room. He's going to be down at about the 39, close to the 40-yard line. So Belmont will have good field position starting this series. Belmont finds themselves down 13-6. Here is still in the first period. We have 5:17 to go in quarter number one. So, the Potosi defense, let's set the front four for you. Matt Kaiser, Randy Haas, Paul Pitzer, Kerry Schultz, linebackers Rick Cruiser and Thad Ryder. I'll give you the corners and safeties in just a bit. Burke, going to go back to pass, looks in the middle, throws, incomplete. He overthrew Robert Bruin that time. Bruin was wide open, but Burke overthrew him. He was open at about the 50-yard line. It would have been a nice gain had he not overthrown him.
He was open, as you said, passing on first down, trying to mix up the plays, Belmont is, but it's second down and 10 because that's the result of being completed pass.
The backfield for Potosi, Brent Straka, Gary Leifried, Brent Ryder, Mark Straka, and Mike Haas. Those are the corners and safeties for you.
This guy on the 40-yard line.
From the 40, first, second down, 10 for the Braves. It's Burke back to pass, looking downfield. He's going to go to the block, and he's going to be sacked. And he's going to lose about 3 yards on the play. Nope, they're going to use 1 yard. They're going to give him a break. And Burke, he was throwing back to the 35, but the referees say that he was down at the 38-yard line, so called a loss of 2 yards, loss of 1 yard. So it's going to be third down, 11.
So Belmont, on 2 consecutive plays, tried the pass. I don't know if they're trying to catch up in a hurry here, or if they feel that they can pass a little bit better than they can run.
Okay, third down and 11-yard line. 11 to go. It's going to be Burke back to pass. Draw play to Van Meter, and he's going to be got back to the 34-yard line. A loss of about 4 to 5 yards on the play, and that play was going nowhere and nowhere fast. They tried the draw play that time, but Van Meter couldn't break away. So the ball sits at the 34. It's going to, Belmont will have to punt. And it's going to be fourth down and about 16 yards to go. Mark Straka, back deep. He stands at his 35-yard line. Kevin Burke, the punt, he stands at about the 20-yard line. Good snap. The kick is up, and he got it away, but Potosi's going to be called for roughing the kicker. Mark Straka, fair catch at the 50-yard line, but it's going to be Belmont's ball, first and 10.
They went for the black that time, and they ran into the kicker. You can run into the kicker, but you got to get a piece of the ball first, or have that punter run around. And that time, they didn't either. And a little over-aggressive that time, but you got another toss for Tulsi.
So Belmont with the break. Now, I think that is going to be an automatic first down. It should be an automatic first down. And if it isn't, they should change the rule.
It depends Smith, I think they didn't go 15 yet.
15 would just about give him a first down enough yardage-wise, but they should have an automatic first down. That Burke was, he was pretty much run over by about three Chieftains on the play. Usually, Vaughn Van Meter does the punting, but he was hurt last week, so Kevin Burke has taken over those duties along with his quarterback. Up first to 10, the ball just shy of midfield for Belmont. So a penalty by Potosi is a break for the Braves. We have ourselves 3:38 to go in the first period, 13-8 Potosi.
The ball's sitting right at the chad line for Belmont. See if they can maneuver a little bit better here.
Kevin Burke, hand up in the middle to Knable. Knable crosses midfield, goes into Chieftain territory at about the 48. So, nothing fancy that time, just right at the middle, Chris Knable on the carry. He's at the 48 in Chieftain territory. And it's going to be second down, called about 7 yards. Second down, 7 to go for the Belmont Braves. They trail 13-6. A turnover has resulted in a score for each team tonight. Wide right, Bob Camps. It's going to be a pitch, and this is... He got clobbered, I'll tell you that. That's going to be Craig Cunningham, and Cunningham lost at least 9 yards. Nope. He lost at least 7 yards. So Craig Cunningham in deep in what the Belmont wanted to run a power sweep right, but nowhere at that time. The ball's at the 46-yard line. Now it's going to be third down and 14, and that play didn't work, Brett.
But Potosi line doing a good job of penetration, and that's where you got to give the credit to, because they're in there, and the Cunningham, though, has no place to go once he got the ball.
Bob Camps is wide left. Is Burke back to pass? He's going to get a screen play to Van Meter, and I'll tell you, it was an excellent defensive play that time, and that is going to be Brent Straka, number 64. And he did a fantastic job, and the Van Meter felt the heard the footsteps of Straka coming.
He dropped the ball, but even if he would have caught the ball, he might have picked up 1 or 2 yards at the most, so it made no difference on the catch that time.
So, Belmont unable to get things going offensively since they scored their first touchdown. They're going to have to punt. Kevin Burke got his 35 to punt. It is Bart Straka waiting. The snap is off base. And Burke has to run around a little bit. He finally gets kicked off, and it's going to hit at the 22-yard line, and that is where it's going to be down. And again, the snap for Belmont was not very good, and Burke had to run around before he kicked it.
The snap was high, and it didn't get there back there very fast for Burke. You got to give that punter all the time, buddy, all the time, and more time to give away the punt, if I can say what I want to say.
It's Friday night. Yeah, okay, the ball's at the 21-yard line. It's going to be first and 10 for the Potosi Chieftains, who lead in this ball game by a score of 13-6. 2 minutes to go in period number one, exactly 2 minutes to go for the first. Got a moth flying around. It's landed on my head. I hate moths, too. Gosh, darn it. Here we go. It's going to be Leeser, the quarterback, and we've got a flag.
Yeah.
Illegal procedure. And it's going to be against Randy Haas, number 78. He was caught for moving. That is the second procedure call, or is it the third? Third, I think.
Third procedure call on Potosi so far, and the penalties are really hurting them.
Go ahead.
That's the fourth penalty so far on Potosi. They had that one big up in the kicker penalty, and so they got 30 yards of penalties, and it's only in the first quarter so far.
So it's going to be first down and 15. The ball sits, so I can't really tell, but I'm going to call it the 17-yard line. Took a call at the 17. That's where Potosi will start, first down and 15. It's going to be head up on the middle of his cruiser. Wow, close to 25, flagged on. He's still pumping his legs, and he's going to finally be tackled at the 30. I'll tell you, Tom Cleaver of Potosi and Craig Bierman, the right guard, they are just punching holes up there amazingly, because Cruiser, he had tons of room. He did. He just had tons of room to run in, and the penalty, however, is going to be on Potosi, and that will nullify the fine offensive play that time by the offensive line of Potosi and Rich Cruiser.
So penalties are... Potosi's considering themselves here so far in this first quarter with penalties are moved them back instead of having that, just going to gain that fine run by Cruiser.
I'll tell you, if Potosi has holes like see that that hole is at least 8 feet wide. So Belmont is going to have to do some adjusting here. Well, it was I didn't catch the penalty, but I believe it was a holding. The ball sits at the 10-yard line now, and it's going to be first down at 25 for Potosi. The ball now at the 10. The penalty's hurting the Chieftains early. So let's see what we're going to have now. Bill Leeser's going to have to come up with something big now for Potosi in motion. Don Maz. And it's going to be an option. Leeser's got room. And he's going to be tackled, however. And another flag. Looks like a late hit for Potosi. He's going to be tackled down at, call it, the 14-yard line. Gain of only about 4 on the play. Leeser had the option. Don Maz was the option guy. But Leeser elected to keep it. And it's a personal foul piling on by Belmont. Greg Hines, number 60, with a late hit. So that is a break for the Chieftains, who have been penalized early. And I'll tell you, of all the penalties, it is really taking a lot of time to finish this first period, I'll tell you that. Somebody up here ordered a pizza, I think, and we're expecting delivery any time.
I think this penalty is going to be tacked on to, instead of the line of scrimmage, it's going to be tacked on to where the penalty occurred, and that will give a few extra yards for the touchdown.
Potosi had to reach the 32-yard line for their first down. The ball is now going to be marked at the 29. So we're going to call it the 29. And so it's going to be second down at about 4. So with the penalty and the play, Potosi got a break, and they're going to get good field position now, or close enough for a first down from what they have had.
A lot easier to call those second down and 5 yards ago instead of second down and 20 yards ago.
You bet. Ball is located at the right hash mark. Maz wide left. Running backs are Cruiser and Thad Ryder. Bill Leeser, the quarterback for the Chieftains. He's going to go back to pass. And here he is, Brent Ryder. He dropped the ball. I didn't even see him, but Ryder was so far right that I didn't see him. This piece of wood was in my way. And Leeser dropped back to pass. It was a Ryder. Ryder just dropped it. He should have caught it.
Ball should have been caught right in his hands. I don't know where else he would want the ball, but it was just dropped by Potosi.
I'll tell you, if he would have been any farther right, he would have been right at the Potosi bench, I'll tell you, because he was that far right. Well, he was in the bench, okay. Okay, third down 4 for the Chieftains. This is Leeser handing it off to Thad Ryder. Ryder's going nowhere. And good defensive play by Lee Rickers, number 64. He might have gotten to the 30, but I don't think he did. Remember, he has to get to the 32. And he's going to be down at the 29, gain of nothing on the play. So it's going to be fourth down and 4, and I think Potosi will have to punt.
The defensive punting team is on for Potosi. So that time, the Belmont defense, we got to give them credit. They were getting their defensive line was getting kind of manhandled there, but that time they were able to stop the run.
Well, now a penalty flag down. Now what are we going to have? 12 seconds to go in the first period. It's going to be Gary Leifried back to punt. He's at his 15. Vaughn Van Meter. Is that Van Meter? No, I don't think so. That's Bob Camps back to receive at the 45. Another procedure call against the Chieftains. That'll move them back 5 more.
That's 6 penalties so far for Potosi. We're 12 seconds left to go in the first quarter for 50 yards.
And those penalties are... It's going to be a long game, folks, I can tell you. But anyway, for WKPL Plattville, glad to have you along tonight for high school football. And this is Blackhawk Conference, Belmont and Potosi. It's the Chieftains' homecoming this evening. Now it's going to move things back 5 yards, and now the clock runs out for the end of the first period. So, at the end of... That's going to be 54 yards. A 54-yard punt by Gary Leifried, and a heck of a kick it was. Okay, Belmont's trying to get things going. Their offense has sputtered since they scored their first touchdown early in the first period. Kevin Burke, the QB, Chris Knable, Vaughn Van Meter, the running backs.
We should mention both quarterbacks this week are left-handers, which is kind of unusual.
This is Van... No, this is a pass. And it's incomplete. And the man who dropped it, number 44, Dale Udelhoven. He almost had it. He tried to do some volleyball action, but he dropped it. And I was faked out. I thought it was Van Meter on the handoff, but Kevin Burke kept it. Pass up the middle, intended for Argo, but incomplete. So it's going to be second down at 10 for the Belmont Braves. Again, not being able to get anything going. Burke and company are trying to get things rolling. At second and 10, this is going to be Knable on a... Nope, Craig Cunningham on a handoff. He crosses the 20 to the 25, going to be down at the 26-yard line. Tackled on the play was Brent Straka, number 64. So Brent Straka got Craig Cunningham on the tackle. It's going to be third down, 5, a gain of 5 on the play.
We shouldn't... Well, an interesting statistic with that 5-yard run. Unofficial statistics, of course, but that before that run, Belmont was negative rushing yardage, so they're now up to 2 yards only rushing.
Van Meter goes left off tackle, does not get the first down, but he gained about 2 yards in the play. The ball is going to be marked at about the 28-yard line, fourth down, and it's going to be about 2 or 3, and it looks like Belmont will have to punt again. So Van Meter tried to run left off tackle, did not get the first down, fourth and 3, and Burke will have to punt. Back to receive is Bart Straka. He will stand at his 45, and Burke stands at his 15. Now, the snaps have been questionable. This is a good snap. So Burke gets a good kickoff. It's going to be Straka at his 40. Back to the 35, and he's going to run wide left. Now at the 35-yard line, up to the 40. 45 at midfield, and we've got a cliff right down here in front of us. And so it's going to be a clipping penalty on Potosi. And it's going to move the ball back. And we saw it. It was a clip, Brad.
It was a clip, but it was
a clip and not kind of a clip. But the referee called it. There were some fans, but Port Potosi didn't think so. But, well, the referee is right. So it's going to be moved. Potosi's going to move the ball back. By the way, Straka took the ball. It's a 23-yard return of a punt. It would have been first and 10 from Belmont's 47-yard line, but now, because of the clip, the ball's going to be moved back from the point of the foul, and they're going to move that baby 15. And so it's going to Potosi now will start at the 26-yard line. So it's from the 26, Potosi, first and 10. Bill Leeser, the QB, Cruiser and Ryder, the running backs. 13-6, Potosi, 10-18 to go before halftime. And a lot of activities here at halftime tonight because it is homecoming for the Chieftains. So we'll give you all the information that we can. It's going to be Brent Ryder wide left. And I'm telling you, he is wide, about a foot from being out of bounds. This is Leeser. Fumble snap! And who's got it? I'll tell you, the center on the play, Kleemer, he was really brought back on his legs. I hope he's okay. And... he was really brought back. He's up okay. But I'll tell you, he got tripped up because Leeser went down to pick up the ball and was underneath his feet. But it was a loss of 3 yards on the play because of the fumbled snap. And it's going to be second down and call it 13. The ball is going to be sitting now at the 23-yard line.
Potosi, kind of lucky they're able to fall on their fumble. That's the third fumble so far for Potosi, but they've only lost once in this game.
Belmont with a 4-4 defense. It's going to be second down and 13 for the Chieftains. This is going to be Leeser back to pass. Looks right. Now he's going to scramble. Now he's going to run. He's going to be running, and he's going to cross the 25, and that's where he's going to be brought down and tackled on the play. Craig Fink with the tackle. Also in for Belmont's Jeff Hentrich, number 63. So he got back to the original line of scrimmage. That's Leeser. So it's going to be third down and 10. The ball sits at the 27-yard line. Third down, 26-yard line. Third down and 10. The ball located on the left hash mark. So let's see what Potosi's going to call up now. Running backs are Maz and Cruiser. And this is going to be a power sweep right with Maz. Maz, a lot of room, 30, 35, football! And who's got it? It's going to be first down if Potosi recovers it. However, Belmont has recovered. So another fumble.
Maz, the power sweep right, would have had plenty for the first down, but he fumbled. Belmont recovers. It'll be first and 10 for Belmont. Their ball is going to be at the 42-yard line.
15 yards on the carry that time by Maz. Unfortunately, Potosi didn't hang on to the ball, and Belmont was able to recover it. And because of it, Belmont has good field position. We should mention all scoring so far, I believe, has come out as the result of turnovers by the other team.
Burke handoff to Van Meter, goes off left tackle, gets to the 40-yard line. And Heiser in on the stop, and Van Meter got to the 40. I'll tell you, Don Maz, who bumbled the ball, is on the sidelines, and he's kicking the 50-yard line marker.
Second down.
That's not nice to do that. But he did. A little upset with himself, but he'll come back strong. A gain of two on the play. Second down, 8 for the Braves. Cunningham now in to replace Van Meter. Burke back to pass, looking downfield, going to go right, and it is intercepted. Intercepted on the play. It's going to be Brent Reiner, I believe. And Brent Reiner intercepted. What happened was, Kevin Burke did. He just overthrew Ed Argo a little bit, and Ryder with the interception.
Ryder being like a center fielder back there in his defensive back position, and he went for the ball. The ball was overthrown, and it came right to him.
So Ryder on the interception from the pass thrown by Kevin Burke. So the ball, Ryder intercepted it at about the 20, returned it to about the 26, and that's where Potosi will start first down and 10. In the second period, we've got 7:23 to go before halftime, 13-6, Potosi. This is going to be a sweep right to Maz. Maz caught in the backfield, and he's going to lose about 6 yards on the play. First man getting up is going to be Greg Hines, number 60. Hines on the linebacking spot, blitzed on the play, and got Maz for a loss of about 5. The ball up to 21, second down 15. That was exactly the same play that would have gotten the first down for Potosi, but he fumbled the ball, and it didn't work that time.
Didn't work. Maybe went to the wall once too often or too frequently, and Belmont had it diagnosed that time, was able to stop him for the loss.
Well, it's going to be second down 15 now. Wide left is going to be Brent Reiter and Don Maz. This is Leeser, the quarterback. He's going to have a cost buck, but he's going to keep it. Back to pass, throws up the middle, and almost incomplete. Almost intercepted, rather, intended that time for the tight end, Matt Kaiser. And Greg Hines was there to break it up for the Braves, so that is going to be incompleted. A fake cross buck that time. Leeser kept it, went back, intended it for the tight end Kaiser in the middle, but it was incomplete.
That time tried to throw it between two Belmont defenders, and he was lucky it wasn't intercepted by Belmont.
Hines had a hand on the ball, but he could not get control. So it's going to be third down 15. Wide left this time, Chris Dressler. Dressler and Ryder bring in the plays for the Chieftains. It's going to be Bill Leeser, and it's going to be a cross buck. This is Maz with the ball, but Maz maybe got to about the 24-yard line, well short of the first down. He has to get to the 37 for the first down, and Potosi will punt. Gain of about 2 on the play. So Potosi going to punt the ball. And defense has prevailed in this second period.
Which is kind of interesting because offense was the big factor in the first quarter. And so far, I don't know if any teams have made a first down in this quarter.
Well, it's live parade to punt, and it's Bob Camps to receive. Snap's a good one. Here's the kick, and he boomed another good one. It's going to be Camps getting it out about the midfield. He moves up the middle at the 45. Going to be down about the 41-yard line. Kamikaze Bob Camps that time because he grabbed the ball about the 48, and there was a Chieftain right on him. But he eluded that man and carried it to the 41-yard line, where it will be first and 10. So the Braves trail 13-6. We've got 5:50 to go before halftime. And we're going to see if the Braves can tie this ball game up. They trail. Turnovers and defense in the second period. Offense in the first period. So here's Kevin Burke, the QB. He's going to go and hand it off to Van Meter, who goes off left tackle. And he didn't get back to the line of scrimmage. Tackled that time by 89, Matt Kaiser. A beautiful stop that time by Kaiser. No gain. So it's going to be second down and 10. I don't know whether maybe Belmont should try to mix things up a little bit, go in the air and run, but nothing has really been successful this second period.
They've been trying to pass also, but that has also been unsuccessful, so they're going to have to try something to get their offense going.
This is going to be Cunningham on a draw play. He's going to go wide right on a sweep, and he's not going anywhere either. Bart Straka that time on the tackle, number 42, and it looks like he got Cunningham for a loss of about 2 yards on the play. So Belmont not being able to get anything rolling. That time, Cunningham was supposed to design to go off tackle, but he went wide right, tried to make a sweep out of it, but he couldn't get anything. I take that back. He gained about a half a yard. It's going to be third down and a long nine on the
that
play.
That time, might have made a mistake in his running. Tried to cut inside instead of going outside, but he was tackled when he went for the inside move.
Back, back to pass, throws left, and it is intercepted! Intercepted by Gary Leifried, and he might go 40. He's at the 30, 20. Kevin Burke might get up, and he does not. Touchdown, Potosi. Gary Leifried with a 70-yard interception return. Gary Leifried, a 70-yard interception return, comes with 4:14. In the second period.
That time, Burke threw a pass out into the flats, and Leifried made a good play on it. And when he intercepted the ball, he had nobody in front of him. All he did was race down the sidelines, and the result in the score. So defense did a good job for Potosi this time.
Try for the extra point.
Here comes a try for the extra point. And the snaps are good, and the ball's down, kick is up, and it's good. That makes it 20-6, Potosi. 20-6, Potosi. And I'll tell you, that case, it was just Kevin Burke just didn't throw the ball hard enough because Argo was there. He would have caught it. But you have to give a lot of credit to Leifried on the interception. He played it excellent.
Played it good. What came in on the ball, intercepted it, and had nobody in front of him, as we said, and was able to run for it. Burke almost had a shot of him. He almost had the angle, and that's what you need on a play on the sidelines. Made a try from about the 5 or 10 yard line, but was unable to bring him down, and as a result, in a touchdown for Potosi.
So, that's the way it is. Potosi capitalizing on the mistakes of Belmont. How many turnovers does Belmont have?
Belmont has 3 turnovers so far, 2 interceptions and 1 fumble, and I think all have resulted, I'm not quite sure about the first interception.
2 touchdowns for sure.
2 touchdowns have resulted.
It's going to be Ed Argo with the ball. He had the 20, 25, close to the 30-yard line. And he looks like he's going to be right on the 30. Ed Argo returned the kick. Right at the 30, Belmont's going to be first and 10. So it's Belmont. They find themselves down 20-6, exactly 4 minutes to go in the first half. So Belmont's going to have to do something and do it quick to get back in the ballgame. And it's going to be Kevin Burke, the QB, again. He's going to go back to pass, and he mishandled the snap. He wanted to pass, but he bobbled the ball off the snap. And I'll tell you, he gained about a half a yard on the play. Because the chieftain who tackled him threw him forward instead of backward.
I'm not quite sure if the play was designed to be a pass, because I did not see any receiver over on this side who would have been able to catch the ball. So I don't know if it would have been a fake pass and then a handoff or not for sure.
So anyway, it's going to be second down and 9 on the play for the Belmont Braves. This is going to be Burke back to pass once again. Looks right. Throws. It's complete to Bruin. Bruin to the first down. And he's tackled at about the 45-yard line. Gain of about 14 on the play. That time it worked beautifully. Kevin Burke to Bob Bruin. And he gained 14. He got tackled at the 45. So first and 10 Belmont. maybe for the Braves, that play is the start of some better things to come offensively.
You got to try something, and every little bit helps when you're struggling on offense. That's only the third first down for Belmont in this game, and one of those first downs came by way of penalty.
The ball at the 45, first and 10, is still in Brave territory for Belmont. And let's see what we're going to have here now. In motion is Cam Seed going right. This is going to be an option play. It's Kevin Burke, and he gives it, and he fumbles the ball. Yeah, it was just a terrible pitch, and Potosi recovers. Well, I tell you, Bob Cam went in motion right. Kevin Burke went with him on an option play. Burke pitched it, but he must have missed. He must have missed Camps by about 3 yards.
It's a bad pitch, and Potosi had to fight back enough. Even if he would have caught the pitch, he wouldn't have had any place to go. So another turnover by Belmont. It's hurt him. That's 4 turnovers so far in this first half by Belmont.
So Potosi gets a first and 10 from the 23-yard line, 24-yard line. Bill Leeser is going to hand it off to Maz. Don Maz crosses the 25, and he's going to maybe get a gain of 2. Maybe got to the 22-yard line. Don Maz with the carry on a sweep right. Van Meter with the tackle. So I guess he did only gain about 1 yard at the play. We're going to call it second down and 9. Second down 9 for the Chieftains. Turnovers have hurt Belmont this evening. They trail 20-6, 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Wide left is going to be Brent Ryder. Brent Ryder is wide right. This is going to be a pass, and incomplete, intended for Brent Ryder. But Leeser threw the ball a little bit behind Ryder that time.
A little bit behind, and I think maybe a little bit too hard. You want to get that ball out in a hurry on that type of play, so it has no chance of being intercepted. But that time, I think you may have thrown a little bit too hard.
And Potosi's going to take a timeout. So with 1:58 to go in the first half, our score is Potosi 20 and Belmont 6. And we'll be back after these words from our fine sponsor.
The Lancaster State Bank, with 2 convenient locations in Mount Hope and Lancaster to serve your every banking need. Stop in and meet the folks at the Lancaster State Bank of Lancaster and Mount Hope. They're a member of the FDIC. Whenever you're in the Potosi area, make it a point to stop in at the Potosi Cheese Store. Pick up a package of 2 of the many different cheeses available, made possible because of the efforts of our dairy farmers. Enjoy cheese from the Potosi Cheese Store. The Potosi State Bank is a full-service bank with helpful, friendly people working to give you the very finest in banking services. If you need a checking account, a savings account, or a safety deposit box, the Potosi State Bank, which is branch office in Dickeyville, is there to provide it.
Okay, Potosi called the timeout. They lead 20-6, 1:58 to go in the first half. Taking just a look at some of the statistics, Brad, what do you see?
Well, so far, not much offensively for either team, really, but Potosi has the lead because of the turnovers, and they've had that far to go for the turnovers, and the one big turnover where they ran the interception for the for the touchdown.
So it's going to be Leeser back to pass, and he is going to be chased and sacked on the tackle that time. Lee Rickers and Greg Hines, they combined for the sack, and that's a loss all the way out to the 30-yard line. So a loss out to the 30, almost to 10 yards, and that'll bring up fourth down. That'll bring fourth down in about, fourth down 16, thank you. I couldn't quite tell, and I'm a little slow on the draw today anyway, so fourth down 16.
Actually, we should say Belmont's defense is really not doing that bad. They've been stopping Potosi, and Potosi's going to be going for it here on this fourth down play.
Plus time is running out, 1:13 to go. And this is going to be Leeser. He's going to be sacked in the backfield again. Leeser wanted to go back to pass, and Lee Rickers, another sack for the Braves.
Ball turns over to the Braves.
So the ball will turn over to Belmont. They will take it offensively, and they have 1 minute and 8 seconds to do something with it before halftime shows up.
that time Potosi was in kind of no man's land in that kind of area where you, it's too long for a field goal, but if you punted it, there's probably a good chance of it going out of bounds for a touchback at the 20, and you only gain 8 yards on it, so they decided to go for the fourth down play.
But they did not convert, so Kevin Burke and the Belmont offense going to have to try and score quickly before halftime. He's going back to pass, looks downfield left, and it is incomplete, intended for Bob Camps, and covered on the play that time by Gary Leifried. And it looked like it might have been just overthrown, but Leifried had good coverage, and it was a good throw by Burke. Just didn't quite click.
That was a good throw and almost intercepted by Potosi, but it was almost completed as the Potosi guy went for the ball instead of playing his man. It was almost completed by Belmont.
So now with 51 seconds to go in the first half, now wide right is going to be Kurt Novinsky, number 31. Now Burke is going to go back to pass again. It looks like he's going to be sacked. Yes, sir. Down at about the 30-yard line, loss of about 5 or 6 on the play. And Potosi blitzed and did a nice job. They sacked Kevin Burke.
That time Burke had no chance to even look downfield and try to find his receivers as Potosi defense was on them right away.
25 seconds, clock running right now. It's going to be third down, and we're going to call it 16. 15, 14, third down 14, okay. Long 14, Kevin Burke back to pass, and he breaks away from the pocket, and he's going to be down. Maybe gets back to the original line of scrimmage. He got tripped up back in his own backfield, and maybe got back to line of scrimmage. Only 4 seconds to go, and then he's going to, we've got a timeout, Potosi. Potosi wants one last try at the ball.
That's for Potosi's last time.
To run it instead of punting. It's Burke back to pass, and he's going to go down on one knee, and that will end. No. No, there's 1 second left. No, they're going to run it out. Okay. Well, there was 1 second left on the clock, but they're going to concede, and it's going to be halftime. So we've got our...